Being called a politically motivated attack. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul with a hammer at their home Friday confessed and called her the leader of the pack of lies. Court documents say David DePapp planned to break Nancy Pelosi's kneecaps as she lied to him. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins.
It's very sad to see that we are once again at a point in history where people believe that it's okay to express their political sentiments through violence.
DePapp's being arraigned today on charges including attempted murder. He faces federal charges as well, assault and attempted kidnapping. Speaker Pelosi in a statement says her husband's making progress after skull surgery and that they're grateful for the messages of concern and prayer. Libertarian candidate Mark Victor has dropped out of the Arizona Senate race and endorses Republican Blake Masters. Close race looking at the polls.
Senator Mark Kelly, the Democratic incumbent in Arizona, ahead of his Republican challenger by a 51% to 45% margin. In Pennsylvania, Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is up slightly against Republican celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz. A new poll shows Democratic incumbent senators in Nevada and Georgia either locked in a dead heat or leading narrowly over their Republican opponents.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. A man who drove into a barricaded Halloween block party in Omaha, Nebraska, is shot by a police officer.
Witnesses say the driver was revving his engine when the officer fired. The driver reported to be in serious condition. Police say nobody else was injured. The officer has been placed on administrative leave as a shooting investigation begins.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Powerball is up to the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history.
The jackpot magic was missing for Halloween night's Powerball drawing because no one won the $1 billion grand prize. That means Wednesday night's drawing will be worth an estimated $1.2 billion, with a cash option of nearly $600 million.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, the biggest ever prize is $1.586 billion, split by three ticket holders in 2016. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A three-year-old and two other kids are among 14 people shot and wounded in Chicago.
We know it's a drive-by. We know it happens in just a few seconds.
Police Superintendent David Brown says they don't have any suspects or a known motive and that some of the victims are in critical condition. The sentencing hearing starts today for the teen behind the 2018 massacre at a Parkland, Florida high school.
The sentence for Nicholas Cruz won't be a surprise when it's formally announced this week. But before it's done, the families of the 17 people he killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day in 2018 will have their say. Because the jury at his penalty trial couldn't unanimously agree that he deserved a sentence of death, the judge can only give Cruz life without parole, an outcome criticized by most of the families. Family members of those who died will be allowed to speak, as can the 17 people who were hurt during the attack. Cruz is not expected to speak during the hearing, which is due to last 2 days. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The publisher Penguin Random House's purchase of Simon & Schuster is blocked by a federal judge in New York, agreeing with the Justice Department that the deal would lessen competition for top-selling books. The publisher plans to appeal, calling the ruling a setback for readers and authors. World Series Game 3 tonight in Philadelphia after a rainout last night.
Halloween baseball fans went home disappointed after Game 3 was moved to tonight. The series remains tied at one game each. The Astros are keeping Lance McCullers as their starting pitcher. Philly will use Ranger Suarez instead of Noah Syndergaard. The travel day was moved from Thursday to Friday. Games 6 and 7 will be this weekend in Houston. Now, a Sunday contest would make November 6th the latest ever date for a World Series game, while Thursday's Game 5 will now be played simultaneously with the NFL matchup between the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles and the Houston Texans.
Fox's Bob Mortally. Monday Night Football, Cleveland beat Cincinnati 32-13. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.